Vito, first off, this is your second time going to Senior Nationals after winning bronze in 2019, and this time you win the gold medal. So what was that weekend experience like, really just dominating those five matches?
It was a really good experience. I'm really glad that I went because, with everything going on right now, I'm just really thankful that we ended up having this competition at all, and my performance there, I'm overall pretty happy with it. Definitely some things to still improve on, but overall, we went out there, we had a great weekend.
Yeah, and I want to talk about the move that won you the finals. You were down 3-1, and then you found this opening and get a reversal and got four quick rolls to win by superiority. So talk me through that thought process that earned you that 12-point swing.
It was definitely a little bit of inspiration from folk style, just a regular roll through tilt. But in freestyle, there's a move like a trap arm gut wrench. So you'll trap one of the arms and then they lose one of their posts, and it's much easier to take them across that way. So if you think about it, it's very similar to a roll through tilt. So I ended up just off my initial turn, I ended up with his wrist in my hand, and it was just kind of reaction to go right to the tilt, which, in quick succession was what ended up winning me the match.
Yeah, that was fascinating for sure. And you weren't the only Cornell guy to win gold at Senior Nationals. Yeah, Gabe Dean alongside you, and he came out of retirement, won his bracket. So also earlier this year, you were on the same card as Kyle Dake, and now this time you're winning gold with Gabe Dean. So what's it like wrestling alongside your assistant coaches?
It's definitely a great experience. Somewhat surreal too, when I was younger, it was always my dream to, get to that senior level stage and have success there. My goal is to win, World Olympic gold. So seeing that I'm on the right track to do so, I think is really, insightful for me to help me keep going.
For sure.
I know these guys so well, Gabe and Kyle, like, they're my coaches, they're my friends, people that I look up to and respect, but I also, have fun with. So it's really cool that I can go on these tournaments and just, be with the people, my people.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. We're talking to Vito Ruge out here on Between the Lines, Cornell wrestler who recently won the U.S. Senior Nationals tournament in his bracket. And you mentioned the Olympics. You took an Olympic redshirt last year, and you've been training with Mike Gray, Yanni Dalkmahalis, trying to get ready for those Olympic trials that we don't really know when they're going to happen quite yet. So what's it been like getting that individual attention and on your path to the Olympics?
I'm just giving it all I got, Most wrestlers' career time is relatively short. A lot of wrestlers, their bodies kind of drop off, like, once you hit around, 30-ish. So most people only get, two or three Olympic runs, over cycles. So even though this one got a little messy, I'm just trying to stick to my training, stay healthy, stay in shape, and do whatever I can, the little things, to make sure that when everything else is set for me, that I'm ready.
Yeah, and we don't know when those trials are going to happen, but you're still in the running alongside Yanni. So how do you plan on balancing out your collegiate year with Cornell with your Olympic pursuit?
I'm gonna wrestle if we end up having a season. I will be wrestling the season this year. I think it almost complements my freestyle, because the season will hopefully start in January, and then whether it's a modified season or a full season, whatever the case is, it should lead right up into the Olympic trials. So I'll end up having to make weight, get in shape, stay in shape, because we'll have a match every weekend or something. And I think it'll really help my conditioning and my performance lead up to the Olympic trials, instead of, staying off competition that whole time and come in cold off like 6 months, you know, it's so I feel like wrestling the season is the right choice for me.
Mm-hmm. And last time you put on the Cornell singlet, you were an All-American in your freshman year. So what tools have you added to your belt since your last year at Cornell?
You know, that was actually quite some time ago now. Yeah. So I feel like I've definitely improved on a lot of areas. You know, I was still fresh on the scene in college, kind of getting used to the almost, you know, new style, whereas high school wrestling was very, very different. But now I have a lot of time on the mat under my belt, and I'm very, I've had a lot of practice in those areas, and I feel much better comparative to a lot of the college guys and even, you know, a lot of the senior level guys. I feel like I can compete on just about any level at this point.
Mm-hmm. And the expectations for the team are extremely high this year. You guys have you, Yanni, and Max Dean coming back to the roster. So how far do you see the Big Red going this year?
You know, I have high hopes for us. We definitely have the potential, and we definitely have the drive. So it all comes down to if everyone can do their individual parts. But if everyone does, in fact, do their part, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we won the NCAA. You know, there's definitely other teams that are just as stacked as us. But, you know, like I said, if everyone just does the team, you know, because we haven't won an NCAA tournament in a while, so we'd be, you know, that team.
Yeah. I love that. And now you mentioned how it's been a little strange with the coronavirus and trying to, you know, find competition in wrestling. So after you get your senior nationals gold, what's next on the horizon for you?
You know, I'm just going to get right back into training. They have announced that they will be having a senior world championships this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they said that they're hoping to do it in early December. So it's either looking like we're going to have a world team trials within the next few weeks, which in which case I'm going to be ready. You know, I'm already back to training. I took a day off, but now I'm right back to it. Going to stay in shape, you know, keep my weight in check and, you know, just sharpen some of my skills. And hopefully I'll be ready for if that happens. And if not, then, you know, I'm going to try to see if I can't go to senior worlds.
I love it. Well, best of luck with that. And thanks for taking the time out today, Vito.
All right. Thank you so much.